Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, is this Mark Kinsis?
It is.
Hello. Sir, my name is Sachin and I'm calling from India. And wanted to inquire about ammonia cracking units that Nitrix, your company, produces. Actually, I've contacted to the other office locations and they give me your number. They give me your number.
For ammonia cracking units for India. Okay.
Yeah, not in India. We have recently opened a plant in US, and we need ammonia cracking units for that purpose.
Where in the US is your plant?
It's in Troy, Michigan.
In Troy. Can you email me the information, because I can have I can put you in touch with the person who would quote you the, get the specifications for the ammonia cracking for the dissociator for
Okay,
Michigan.
sir.
I don't quote those, but I'll put you in touch with the right person.
Okay. So can you provide his contact number for direct contact number so that I can reach to him directly?
Just I think the best is, do you want to send me an email, and I'll email it to him.
Okay. Yeah. So can you
And
provide
let me
me?
give you my email. Let me give you my email address, okay?
Yes.
And then tell me what kind of volumes you need, so we can, pick the right size, et cetera. So my email is Mark, MARK
Okay.
dot Hemsath, HEMS as in
Okay.
Sam, ATH at nitrix.com.
Nitrix.com. Okay, so it's Mark dot HEMS, A for Apple, T for Tom, and H for Holland, right?
Yes. At
Okay, Mark.
nitrix.com.
All right.
Yeah, tell us, maybe you have a location there in Troy, and we'll, if you have an address, that would be great, because he'll want to address any quotation, to the location. Send that over, and I'll send it to Jack, and he'll, if he has any more questions, he'll get it. And are you looking for one unit or more than one for cracking?
Actually, more than one unit, and for that I needed some things to be confirmed by you. So, what sort of capacities of ammonia cracking units do you have?
Jack can answer that better than I can. I think the largest might be 80 liters per minute, but I'll have to check and find out. So
Okay. Because I have seen.
there might be a 160. There might be a 160, but anyway. Okay.
But I guess I have seen through one of the one of your through one of your website documents or any of the files from your company, and it has been mentioned that the capacity of ammonia cracking units that you have is around 2.4 meter cube per hour capacity or 4.8 meter cube per hour capacity. Is that right?
Well, I know what it is in minutes. It's I think we have 80 and 160 liters per minute. So what does that do per hour? Let's multiply that times 60. Right.
Okay. The reason I asked for is because we were specifically looking for units with a capacity of 100 meter cube per hour or 150 meter cube per hour, and
That
the
might
capacity.
be that under again, that might be kind of large, but They're not that expensive, so maybe you can use more than one. The ones that we have are not huge units. They're designed to go with our furnaces to provide dissociated ammonia for the nitriding process. So, but if there are bigger ones available, Jack would know that. I don't know that, so.
Okay. So as said by you that maybe Nitrax provides smaller capacities, even less than 100 meter cube or 150. So it's coming around 2.4 meter cube or 4.8 meter cube per hour capacity of ammonia tracking units that you provide, right?
And you want 100, you want 100 per hour, meters cubed per hour?
I want 100 meter cube per hour. So that's what I wanted to confirm just from you. Because
Yeah.
I don't think that Nitrax provide 100 meter cube per hour capacity. Because one of the documents I saw and they mentioned they provide capacities for just 2.4 meter cube per hour or 4. around 5 meter cube per hour capacity. So that could be very small or low.
Yeah, that's kind of small. So I think we may only have, I don't know how big we have, but they're not huge. So if you have very large needs, again, maybe we can make something custom, but then Jack would need to know that. So I can't answer that. I just know that we sell the smaller units, so. Okay? So
All right. All right.
yeah, send me the email and we'll get you the information, okay?
Okay. No worries, sir. Sir,
Okay.
just last
Great.
thing before we
Yep.
can conclude. Yeah. So, sir, I was looking for different companies in the market who can offer us ammonia cracking units, and I believe ammonia cracking is at very emerging stage or very niche stages. This is not emerged yet very properly. Only few of the capacities of from the few of companies we can see in the market.
There's a lot of ammonia cracker capability out there. I don't think it's very complicated. A company that I used to work for built some pretty large units, so it's a pretty well-known business, so.
Yeah. So just wanted to know that because overall ammonia is being used at a very larger amount in the worldwide. So out of overall ammonia consumption that is there for worldwide, so only less than 1% is being used as an hydrogen carrier or ammonia cracker currently, we can say, because lots of ammonia goes to a fertilizer application and other direct applications. Only
Yeah,
I
I think that's accurate. There's some discussion that ammonia cracking is a nice source of hydrogen. Yes. Yeah.
yeah so ammonia as a hydrogen carrier or ammonia as for ammonia cracking application is in very limited amount when we see of overall ammonia consumption worldwide. So less than 1% is the only thing that when we take the overall ammonia consumption for ammonia cracking, so it is only less than 1% of overall ammonia consumption currently. And so if we take 0.1, just 0.1% of ammonia usage as an ammonia cracker worldwide. So is that correct? If you can say that only 0.1% of overall worldwide ammonia consumption is in ammonia cracking applications currently.
I can't answer that. I'm sure it's pretty low, but I have no idea,
Okay,
So,
no worries, no worries.
I don't know.
Even a rough guess, if you say 0.1% goes for ammonia cracker, so out of this 0.1, there are small scale ammonia cracking, medium scale ammonia cracking units, and large scale ammonia cracking units like other companies provides like Hello, Topsy, ThyssenKrupp. So these provide ammonia cracking for large scale applications. So if you want to provide some shares for small scale ammonia cracking applications. So I believe can we give to just 5 to 10% to small scale ammonia cracking applications, because the companies are very low in small scale ammonia cracking. So can we give just 5 to 10% of to the small scale ammonia
cracking? I have no idea. Why are you asking all these questions?
Okay, no worries, sir, because just to, you know, we are looking for these sort of ammonia cracking units, and we believe that this is very emerging and very new to the market. I just wanted to have the some generic market perspective or customer perspective. Just wanted
yeah,
to have
that
bit
have,
of understanding.
I have no idea. We provide these ammonia crackers as a side business for gas nitriding, so it's not a high volume application, right? We use quite a bit more ammonia in the actual gas nitriding furnace. Only a small amount gets cracked via the dissociator.
All right. So, sir, you're working as a sales manager?
Well, I'm in charge of global sales, but yeah.
Okay, so you're a sales head or sales manager?
Yeah.
Okay, sales head, right? You are the head of sales.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay, Mr. Mark. So I'll send you the mail. I'll send you the mail, and that you can forward that to Mr. Jack.
Sure. Okay. Let us know. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Yes. You too. Bye. Bye. Yes.